Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, March 18th, 2024. I'm Sarah Lane. Bloomberg sources say that Apple is in active negotiations with Google to bring Gemini generative AI to the iPhone, amidst consideration for ChatGPT as well. Whatever Apple's models end up being may power on-device generative AI with iOS 18, which comes out later this year, but it appears that cloud-based AI features like text and image generation may come through partnerships. Samsung recently partnered with Google on Galaxy AI-branded features to its Galaxy S24 smartphones, which are powered by Google's AI technology that also powers its own Pixel 8 devices. About a year after Sony launched the $550 PlayStation VR 2, Bloomberg reports that the company has paused production until it deals with a stockpile of unsold inventory from a 2 million unit run. Analyst group IDC estimates that Sony sold around 1.7 million of these headsets in 2023, but sales slowed significantly throughout the year, even during the holiday push. Sony has only released 4 VR experiences for the headset to date and is yet to announce any other first-party games for the platform. It's also closed down its in-house London studio for VR games. Sony did say it was testing official PC support for the PSVR 2, hoping to roll that out later this year for those who don't have or want a PS5. Google researchers have developed technology they're calling Vlogger, V-L-O-G-G-E-R, all in caps, which can generate lifelike videos of people speaking or gesturing or moving from a single still photo. The technology was described in a research paper titled Vlogger Multimodal Diffusion for Embodied Avatar Synthesis. That shows the AI model can take a photo of a person and an audio clip as input, then output a video that matches the audio, showing the person speaking the words and making corresponding facial expressions, head movements, and hand gestures. Qualcomm launched a new chipset, the Snapdragon 8S Gen 3, designed to bring most of the 8 Gen 3's features, including support for on-device generative AI models, to more affordable and even feature phones. It includes a GPU similar to the standard 8 Gen 3, but has one fewer performance core and runs at a lower frequency. With a previous gen modem as well, the X70 5G, which includes Wi-Fi 7 support. Three sources with direct knowledge of classified operations told Reuters that in 2018, the U.S. government authorized the CIA to launch a campaign to try to affect public opinion in China. Now, starting in 2019, a small team created a false account on China's social media to spread negative narrative about the government while also leaking disparaging intelligence to international news media. One goal of that effort was to force Chinese government officials to waste time trying to identify and suppress the sources of the information within the country. China is also alleged to have engaged in similar covert operations against the U.S. and Europe, as in Russia. Following Google's acquisition of Fitbit and some new hardware announcements, the Fitbit by Google branding emerged. Today, Google announced the branding will be changed to Google Fitbit. Small change, but it's a change. The Google Store also added a handful of new Fitbit smartwatch and tracker accessories, like bands and charging cables. The watches category has also been renamed to Watches and Trackers, with a revamped shopping page. Back in January, Google reorganized its hardware division to bring Pixel, Nest, and Fitbit brands into a singular engineering team. And finally, YouTube creators will now be required to label when a video that looks realistic was actually made using AI. Specifically, when a user uploads a new video to the site, they'll now see a checklist asking if their content makes a real person say or do something they didn't actually do, or alters footage of a real place or event, or shows a realistic-looking scene that isn't actually real. This is all what the company says prevents users from being confused by so-called synthetic content, to not mislead users across the internet, especially ahead of elections in the United States and elsewhere this year. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.